This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company. Another look and listen to some music which has come my way here at RÚV English Radio. And today, the name of the artist is very appropriate, I think, given the weather. On the day we're having our conversation, it seems that the entirety of Reykjavik has been blanketed with thick grey cloud. And cloud is the name of the act that we're going to hear about today from Lou, who is behind that name. I suppose making music in Iceland and in Reykjavik under the name Cloud, you get to see a lot of it.
Yeah, actually, lately it's been quite cloudy here.
A lot of cloud. Okay, so tell me about the music that you make. We're going to hear one of the songs at the end of the conversation, but how would you describe Cloud?
Well, I feel like it's been changing quite a lot lately. I was more into playing synths before, and now it's more going pop rock. And I've been playing a lot more guitar. Yeah. So I feel like DUI is the first song that I've put out lately that's more the sound I'm trying to go for after.
And it's called, as you say, DUI, driving under the influence would be the American driving charge that you would get. And you talk about an accident waiting to happen, I think, in the song. So that's the idea behind the title.
Yeah, it's because it's talking about addiction. And what it's like to grow up with a parent suffering from addiction, and it always feels like something's bad is about to happen. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
And can I ask, are you drawing from your own experience with that?
Yeah, I am.
Now the song that we'll hear, and your other music as well, you're moving into a more sort of pop rock direction. But Cloud is a great name because it sounds quite floaty.
Yeah, I like it because clouds can be nice and fluffy and cute, and it can be very dangerous too. So I like the background.
Yeah. How long have you been making music here?
Here, not so long, a few months. Mm. But in general, music I've been doing it for 15 years, I guess.
Okay, and you're from France, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what brought you to Iceland?
Love.
Which is the best reason.
Love, yeah. Isn't it? Yeah, it is. And now I'm just saying because nature is the best.
Yeah. And can you compare the experience then of being a musician in France with being a musician in Iceland?
Well, I feel like it's quite, maybe it's just because I'm introverted, but I feel like it's harder to get in touch with other artists here.
Really?
Yeah. For me, at least. Mm-hmm. otherwise, I don't think a lot is changing because I'm just in a bedroom playing myself, you know.
And that's how a lot of people work these days. But the reason that I said really, the reason that I'm surprised is that Iceland seems to be a very collaborative place. There are lots of musicians who work with each other.
Well, I would love to.
You'd like to collaborate?
Yeah. I've seen bands. There was a festival not so long ago. I think it was last month in Reykjavik, and I saw bands. I don't know if you know Super Serious. So good. I feel like there's a lot of bands I would love to do stuff with.
Okay.
But yeah.
And do you get to play live? Does your music lend itself to that?
No, not yet.
Not yet. But is that the plan?
It was the plan. I actually tried to play for Iceland Airways.
Okay.
But I got rejected.
Oh no.
So it was really sad.
Well, I mean, a lot of people have been rejected from Airwaves, I suppose. So maybe next year, will you keep trying?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And you mentioned one of the bands that you really like. What else do you listen to yourself?
Oh, so many stuff. I really like indie, small artists.
Yeah.
But I guess I tend to listen more to songwriters. I don't really care about the sound, but just a good lyric is always going to get to me, you know?
Yes. Mm. What's the starting point for you then when you write? Is it the music or the lyrics?
Oh, the lyrics too, definitely. Yeah. Because I grew up with a dad listening to music always. I guess he has 6,000 CDs, something like that. And he was listening to just anything from rock to jazz to house music, so many different things. So I guess I like to take like different inspirations from different stuff because I listen to so many different things. Otherwise, it's just like a diary. You know, it's just classic musician stuff. You know?
I think for a lot of generations, they would have been exposed to music through their parents' records collection or CD collection, in your case, and 6,000 is a lot of CDs. But people now, of course, younger people, have access, as we all do, to potentially every piece of music that's ever been released ever. And so there is less, is snobbery the right word? I don't know. But people make less of a fuss about when something was from. If they like something that happens to be 60 years old, they don't worry about the fact that it's 60 years old.
Yeah, but you also have to know what you're looking for to find it.
Yeah.
Well, I guess there's playlists, but I feel like even like the auto-generated like recommendations are more like stuff from now.
Like,
so I guess maybe I was exposed to more music than maybe a kid from now.
But isn't that interesting? Because there is so much more available now, and yet you had probably a wider range to explore.
Yeah, actually.
Now, you're talking of streaming services. The single, and not just this single, but I think other tracks as well from Cloud, are on Spotify and elsewhere?
Oh, yeah, every platform.
Yeah. Tell me about the video for DUI.
Yeah, so it's actually when I discovered Iceland last year.
Okay.
And so I came for love. And my boyfriend is actually a director, so...
That's helpful.
So it was just like we did it on a whim, I guess.
Yeah.
Like we planned it for 2 days and then we just filmed it. Yeah. And it's just like there's no cut in the video. And it's just me running in Cadillac.
Okay, I was going to ask where it was filmed. Yeah. And it's a single take.
Yeah, yeah.
Or at least a single shot, I should say.
Yeah, it is. And he was running behind me with his camera.
So it was a single shot for him as well then. He had to keep up with
you. Yeah. Yeah, we were both running. Yes. But yes, he had to carry like a heavy camera. So
yes,
was harder for him.
You had less to carry, I suppose. Yeah. We had to sing the song, or at least...
Yeah,
at least carry the song, I suppose, yes. Well, we're going to play the song, DUI. We've heard a bit about it, and I want to put up a link to the video as well, if it's available, as we've been talking about. What is next for Cloud? What are your future plans?
Well, I'm in a bit of a pickle right now because I'm trying to break my record label, like the contract I have with my label.
Okay.
Sorry. So I think I'm going to go independent. And have total freedom. So I'm not sure quite yet, but I have a project like completely finished that I can't wait to put out. And I'm not just sure when.
Yeah, how exciting though to have that to look forward to.
Yes, it's actually very, exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, listen, let's hear DUI by Cloud, a link to the video up there as well. Lou, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's Ruv English Radio. I'm Darren Adam, and you can get in touch with us anytime. English@ruv.is.
I used to ride in the backseat of your car, forehead leaning on the windowpane. The radio was the soundtrack of our lives. I'd be the star of the music videos in my head. Then we'd play my favorite part, the one where I pretend to fall asleep. So you would carry me out, up in your arms, I had no fears. I didn't realize you're an accident waiting to happen. You're an accident waiting to happen. There's no stopping, I'll be collateral damage. You're run over my innocence. I'm already a consequence. You're driving under, under the influence. I'm under your influence. You're an accident.
More from RÚV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.